has been such an honor and a privilege to be able to work for Develop Springfield and on behalf of the people of Springfield. The change that's happened here, and it's not, you know, just Develop Springfield. We've played a small part. But the changes that are underway right now in Springfield are really tremendous, and I just have such a great sense of optimism for this community and such a deep appreciation for it as well.
Looking back over almost 5 years as president and CEO of the of this nonprofit agency, what do you see as some of the significant things that have been accomplished in Springfield?
Well, without question, I think being a part and having the opportunity to be a part of the tornado recovery effort, I think was really significant and meaningful. And that happened on a number of levels, starting with the Rebuild Springfield plan, of course, and then kind of taking from there various planning initiatives and strategic plans that were developed. And then having an opportunity to work both with neighborhoods and the city in helping to actually bring about the physical change of the rebuilding. So that has been, you know, really very impactful. Establishing the Transformative Development Initiative District, also known as the Innovation District downtown, was also really quite tremendous. That also was born out of a strategic planning effort that we began in 2013. You may recall that was in the aftermath of the gas explosion that happened on Worthington Street, but it really grew into something that was a broader partnership, kind of again with the city and other nonprofit partners, as well as MassMutual, property owners and businesses, to come up with a vision for that part of downtown. And then that ultimately was adopted by Mass Development as a Transformative Development Initiative District, and it's led to so many different initiatives, including for us specifically, the Innovation Center, but also Mass Development making a capital investment, the city now committed to improving Stern Square, the Business Improvement District, the BID, really stepping up programming and in so many other ways addressing public safety issues. So it's seeing a strategic planning effort actually ignite the transformation of an area is really truly exciting.
I know there have been some issues with the development of the Innovation Center. How is that project progressing?
Yes, I mean, no question, we've had some challenges. Right now, the Innovation Center is about 85% complete. What's critical now is getting it over the finish line, which is something that, you know, we're absolutely committed to do. Probably in terms of regrets, I wish I were the one to take it over the finish line. That's of course, going to be someone else. But Develop Springfield as an organization is absolutely committed to making that happen. That's really a key piece of, you know, the overall strategy, for that area. So we feel very, very confident that is, you know, going to be completed and is going to do its job, which is to really serve as a catalyst, for the transformation of that area, which is, of course, why, you know, it's called the TDI District. Another project that has been, really meaningful is what we're calling the Lower Maple Business Park. First phase of that was completed last year, which was the rehabilitation and restoration of the historic Solomon Merrick House right on the corner of Maple and Union into professional offices, which is where Develop Springfield calls home. Our next phase is going to be rehabilitating the equally historic building next door at 77 Maple Street. Ultimately, when completed, we're going to have a three-building kind of historic professional office campus, if you will. And that's really, you know, been exciting. Of course, it's been challenging. I mean, all of the projects that Develop Springfield undertakes are projects that would essentially not otherwise happen. So they're strategically positioned to have maximum impact. They're born in some sort of strategic planning process, but they are. They're necessarily challenging. They're typically, you know, abandoned or blighted, you know, buildings and properties that require an investment and require a rehabilitation, redevelopment effort that is typically beyond, you know, what would make sense if you were strictly looking at it from a profit motive. So it always takes a lot of partners. It takes layering, you know, lots of different sources of funding. You know, definitely been very, very privileged to have worked with so many great, you know, community partners, as well as committed businesses and individuals to kind of help make some of these happen. And, of course, we have, you know, a number of things that are, you know, still in process and, you know, we'll definitely be moving forward.
What are your plans now?
I'm going to assume the directorship of a regional planning agency in New Hampshire. It's in southern New Hampshire, right on the border. For me, that's a very exciting opportunity. I love what I've been doing here and, you know, focusing on both planning but also bricks and mortar redevelopment projects. But this will provide me with an opportunity to focus on a broader range of planning-related issues, policy issues, as well as transportation, which is an area that I do have a great interest in.